not trying to undermine that. What I'm trying to emphasize to you is that if you have any tendency to look to me as your guide, then you are making a great mistake. I would even suggest that if someone had a grasp of Bible truth, a thorough grasp, not myself, someone else, and they had a clear and thorough grasp of the truth of the Bible, that even that person, if we could say that he was 100% accurate, and I don't believe that any man would be that way, but even if we could say this just for this point, that if I was to choose to follow his reasoning simply because I've seen all the light in him, that I am preparing myself to be a person that is leaning upon flesh at a time period when we are not to trust in flesh. Not only are we to have the understanding of what truth is from our own personal studies, but it's from our own personal studies where the Holy Spirit is bringing us into this understanding of truth, that the experience of interacting with the Holy Spirit is developed, because we must have that experience of recognizing His voice speaking to our conscience if we're going to walk through these events at the end of the world. We have to become familiar with God's voice of leading for ourselves, because that's the time of trouble that we're heading into. Now, we've set forth the overview of the last six verses of Daniel 11. We still are going to spend a couple more presentations on these verses. This was just an overview. There are other points, other approaches to these verses that are outside these verses that defend them. One of them that we haven't touched on before that I want to point forward to at this time in advance of getting there in the future, but I at least want to touch on it here, is in our presentations, I'm sure those that of you have followed along, we take a great deal of trouble to identify that we've been told that the experience that took place in the Millerite movement in the 1840 time period will be repeated. Sister White says the Millerite experience fulfilled the parable of the 10 virgins to the very letter. She says it will be repeated again to the very letter. And we've spent a great deal of time in our presentations looking at the characteristics of what took place in the Millerite time period and aligning them with what will take place again at the end of the world. And it's a valid argument for these verses, because you'll find that there was a specific message from Bible prophecy that accomplished the work of the Millerites, and that the characteristics of that message align perfectly with